Several Wausau High School students bound for Lebanon thought about what lay ahead as they waited for their connecting flight in a noisy Detroit airport.
I think it'll be major culture shock.
I think images of conflict and war.
And the media is a lot of dangerous stuff like nuclear weapons.
Actually, people in turbans.
When I hear Middle East, I think of war, torture, and a very harshness of life.
On the other side of the world, on an even noisier bus on the streets of Beirut, the Lebanese students heading for Wausau worried that was exactly what Wisconsin residents thought of them.
We're like terrorists. When you say an Arab, a guy with a beard holding like a bomb or like a suicide bomber.
But expectations and stereotypes are sometimes not rooted in reality, as Wausau students Mary Baldwin and Michael Ryer discovered as their plane approached the city of Beirut, sitting like a jewel on a turquoise sea.
We flew in over the Mediterranean, and the airport's actually right on the coast, so that's the first thing you see is the coast and the mountains.
Right, it was definitely eye-opening right away.
Mary and Michael's eyes were also opened by the people of Beirut.
How warm and like welcoming people were, and I mean, they were interested and curious about like, why are you here? Why did you want to come to Lebanon?
Well, I know one of those Lebanese students said that their country is a free country, and I think that is very true.
The two visited a mosque that stood right next to a Christian church and discovered that people of different faiths had been coexisting peacefully in Lebanon for centuries.
I was interested in like how long Islam and Christianity have coexisted.
And I know that they may not agree entirely on their ideas, but they more or less agree to disagree.
Two of the Lebanese students back that up. Jad Abul Hassan is a member of the Druze religion, and Jesse Hanna is Christian.
In my experience there, I've never encountered any racism or sexism or, you know, problems with religions.
For example, me and Jad, we're from different backgrounds with different religions, but we blend together and we're really good friends.
But it turns out Jad and Jesse brought their own prejudices of Americans with them to Wausau.
I thought first like all Americans are going to be like blonde with blue eyes, like the usual stereotype.
There's Die Hard, and then there's all these action movies where everything's blowing up. And on the contrary, I've seen people being very safe and people are very friendly here. They even leave their cars unlocked.
Do you leave your cars unlocked in Lebanon?
No.
And the two travelers would have another stereotype shattered.
Look for the computer. It's a little gold brown box hanging on the collar around the cow's neck.
Jad and Jesse were amazed as they watched thousands of cows being milked at the high-tech Vandergeest farm north of Wausau.
I didn't expect it to be so industrialized, so mechanized.
It's the first time I see such a huge farm.
When you go back to Lebanon, what are you going to remember about America? One thing.
Cheese. That would be like the one thing I would take back.
And you?
Well, to remember Wisconsin, it's probably going to be cheese as well, since it's the dairy land.
Maybe some stereotypes are grounded in reality after all. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.